How do we make Australia a carbon neutral economy? It's a big question for a Sunday morning, but stick with me. Sydney recently hosted the Australian Energy Storage Conference and Exhibition at Darling Harbour, where the latest in energy storage, electric vehicles, renewable energy systems and more were on display. Now, Giles Parkinson is the founder of a website, Renewable Energy, here to tell us more about it. Giles, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. And just to point out, the website's called Renew Economy.
I'm so sorry. That is completely my fault. It's been a long morning here in the studio this morning. I need a cup of coffee. But tell me about Renew Economy. Tell me about what it is you guys do and what the website's focus is.
Yeah, well, look, I've been writing about renewable energy for about 10 years now. And I kind of got frustrated about the lack of interest in the mainstream media. At that time, and I still do, quite frankly, and I decided about 5 years ago to think, well, if I can't get a good presence in the mainstream media, then I'm going to create my own website, and that's exactly what I did. And so we're a website that looks at renewable energy and the big trends. We look at climate policy. We look at the new technologies coming along. We look at the policies and a lot of the frustration around that. And, it's actually, it's gotten great readership, and it's really fun doing.
I think that that's fantastic that you saw a need for the information to be in the market and you just created it yourself. I love that, and it is something that we do need more of here in Australia. We need more access to information and access to ideas, so what you're doing is incredible.
Well, thanks. Well, it's a thoroughly modern thing to do with the and it's something you can do with the internet.
Citizen journalism.
One of the many great things about it.
I love it. Yeah. Now, the Australian Energy Storage Conference happened a couple weekends ago. You were there. What were some of the highlights for you?
I think what it just showed was just a huge amount of interest in storage. I mean, I guess that's the next phase of this sort of energy revolution that we're going into, the one that Finkel called the unstoppable energy revolution, and I'd certainly agree with that assessment. It is unstoppable. I probably think that's going to happen even quicker than what he says. And so this storage conference, it was just really more of the same in the sense of there was no great new technology breakthroughs there, but there was an enormous amount of interest. We had 300, 400 people sitting in the conference presentations. Mm-hmm. And people, battery technology itself is relatively new to the energy market. And people are still trying to work out how it kind of fits in, both sort of physically and technology-wise with what we've got now, but more importantly in the business model. So what it kind of does, it really asks people to rethink the way they use energy in the way the system is designed. And if you think about households, I mean, if you go back, say, 10 years, all we ever thought about was just we'd switch something on at the PowerPoint and electricity would come through.
Yeah.
But now it's completely different. Now a lot of us have the opportunity to generate our own power. Now we've got the ability to store it. It means that we use the grid a lot less often. It means that we still like to have the grid, many of us, but it may be that some of us won't want to have the grid. And that has all sorts of opportunities. It has a lot of implications for other people who don't have the opportunity to use solar, et cetera. So there's a lot to think about and a lot to get done.
There is a lot to get done and a whole lot to think about. Now, with Renew Economy and with what you saw at the Energy Storage Conference, do you think that this is a near future kind of trend in Australia, or do you think it'll be quite a few years before we see anything significant happening on our shores?
Yeah, so what they're doing at the moment, what we're seeing is what's called the early adopters. So they're people who just want to have the technology. They're sort of people that sort of queue outside the Apple store for the new iPhone type of thing. And so they're putting it in. But we're also getting quite a few people who just really need battery storage because they don't trust the grid anymore because they don't think it's so reliable. So a lot of businesses that need to have backup, and at the moment, up till now, they've been using, say, diesel or petrol generators. So they think battery storage is a much better idea. You know, a lot of new people. I've got a couple of friends who building houses out in the countryside, and the cost of connection is ridiculously high. So the only smart and cheap and efficient thing to do is to put in battery storage. But we're also starting to see now we're moving, and I just can't think of the name of it now, we're moving from the early adopters to the initial sort of big market. So it's just coming down, and it's just starting to make financial sense for a lot more people. It's not quite mass market, and I think a lot of people are being a little bit cautious. A lot of people are recognising that with battery storage, the costs are coming down so quickly that they're kind of waiting, oh, I'm going to wait another 6 months. I'm going to wait till the next model comes out, the next version. And they're doing that. So they don't feel like they're in any great rush, but I think that once that actual point hits, then there is going to be a big rush, and it's going to be quite interesting to see the transformation.
Now, as someone who is very much in the community and on the ground floor of a lot of renewable energy, a lot of energy storage solutions, do you think events like the Australian Energy Storage Exhibition are the right forums to address this transition towards a more carbon neutral society?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all these conferences, any sort of conference, any area where you actually get people together and you're sharing information, I think it's really useful. The good thing about this conference was that it invited people to come in for free. So people could walk in off the street and just have a look to see what was around and go to a few workshops. And then it had the more sort of focused and technical sessions for the people in the industry who were happy to pay whatever it cost to do that. And the people who organise the exhibition will make some money somehow. So that's how they do that. But any sharing of information is absolutely important. And that's why we've got our website, for instance. And that's why any opportunity to talk about these things is really good, because if you rely only on mainstream media, you're not going to get a very fair or a very comprehensive understanding of what's going on.
I completely agree. As long as you bring it into as many public spheres as possible, that's where you're going to get the interesting conversation, the real problem solvers, and people getting a more holistic and well-rounded view of what's happening and what needs to be done. Giles, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, though.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to be there, and have a great Sunday.
You too. That was Giles Parkinson from Renew Economy talking to us about the Australian Energy Storage Conference.